Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplau. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gorrell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz strikes out. 1 out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gorrell is walked intentionally. Hall moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLahaz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Barry Latman. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bill Daly now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Brown moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 3 in the game. De La Haz takes first base on ball 4. Ramos moves to third. Romano moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Adcock now playing first base. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen pinch runs for Earl Batty. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Jim Cott pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.